Dear Cheap Astronomy, what's the latest on neutron star mountains? We have mentioned before on this podcast that neutron stars have mountains which, although only millimeters tall, would easily exceed the mass of any mountains on Earth, or any other planet for that matter. To recap, a standard neutron star may be only 10 kilometers in diameter, but have the same mass as the Sun, which is 1.4 million kilometers in diameter. In other words, neutron stars are really, really dense, and the surface gravity of a neutron star is estimated to be around a million times that of Earth's surface gravity, which means that all parts of the neutron star's mass are being equally and very powerfully pulled into its center. For that reason, they are likely to be as round and as smooth as a billiard ball. Hence, there has been some rethinking around neutron star mountains being millimeters high. Assuming they exist, they're more likely to be fractions of a millimeter high. Now, being cheap astronomy, we should point out that this is all theoretical. No one has actually seen such mountains, and given their size, it's unlikely anyone is going to anytime soon. The story behind why they might exist is that neutron stars spin very fast. Because most stars spin, and if you collapse a star down into a much smaller volume, the conservation of angular momentum means they will spin a lot faster, like ice skaters pulling their arms in. So, neutron stars spin very fast, but also we find their spin rates can change quite suddenly, for which the technical term is glitches. Astronomers think these glitches, the sudden neutron star spin rate changes, are due to readjustments in the neutron star's structure, since there are a lot of dynamic forces at play where the star's rapid spin pushes their equatorial mass outwards against the powerful inward pull of gravity. So it's assumed that every now and again there is something like a tectonic plate shift, which either further compresses or expands the star's volume, only by a tiny fraction, but enough to change its spin rate, remembering the ice skater analogy. So, if the neutron star compresses in a bit, it spins up. If it expands out a bit, it spins down. Spin-up glitches are a lot more common than spin-down ones, but both can happen. Anyhow, it's assumed that with something like tectonic plate shifting going on, a neutron star's smooth spherical surface will develop some buckling. And that buckling are the neutron star mountains. Again, being cheap astronomy, we have to point out this could be a load of old bollocks. There are other explanations for why a neutron star spin glitch might occur, involving changes deep within rather than at the surface. But anyway, if they do exist, there is speculation that massive dense neutron star mountains on a massive dense spinning neutron star should create gravitational wave ripples in space-time. This is probably true if these fast-spinning objects really do have such surface irregularities, but it does seem a bit of a stretch to imagine being able to detect such gravitational ripples with current instruments like LIGO, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, which can certainly pick up gravitational waves arising from neutron star mergers, but the ripples from their surface mountains would be orders of magnitude smaller. Nonetheless, even if we can't manage it now, a future generation gravitational wave detector might be able to, which would then provide some evidence for these otherwise theoretical mountains. For now, though, neutron star mountains are a possible explanation for glitching, which is the only part of the story we currently have any evidence for. One neutron star may have 5 glitches per year, suggesting that even if they do exist, The mountains may only last for a few weeks before the star reconfigures itself again, perhaps creating a different set of mountains. In any case, until someone can disprove their existence, neutron star mountains will continue to have a place in theoretical astrophysics, if only because it's a good story.